Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And we'll have analysis of that news that Simon Coveney has just delivered himself, deciding to step down from cabinet and not to put himself forward for Simon Harris's new cabinet in the coming weeks. Also, still to come on the programme, if you're a hay fever sufferer, it's that time of year to start thinking about it again. We have respiratory consultant Professor Patrick Mitchell with us later on with advice. So if you've any questions, do get them in to us now, 51551. Brian O'Connell is meeting shop owners who are struggling with theft from their stores. Some are saying that the culprits are stealing to order. As Britain edges closer to an election and the Labour Party appears to be heading for number 10, we're going to ask what that might mean for Ireland. Also, why it's so important to keep up to date with vaccinations for your pet. And our Waterford librarians, Jenny and Tracy, are here again to give us a rundown of the best books that they've read lately. You can text us, as I say, on 51551. Also, the email address is todaycb at rte.ie. Now, the international food charity World Central Kitchen is suspending its operations in Gaza following the death of seven of its workers in an airstrike. The charity said those killed were part of an aid convoy that was leaving a warehouse in central Gaza. They were from Australia, Poland, the UK, a dual citizen of the United States and Canada, and also a citizen from Palestine. For the very latest, I'm joined on the line by Belle True, who's chief international correspondent with the London Independent. Belle, thank you for joining us on this. And as I said, the aid workers were killed in that airstrike shortly after leaving a warehouse. They were unloading food brought to Gaza by a ship. It was that ship, people will know, sent by the EU from Cyprus. So can you take us through what we know about what happened?
Well, according to World Central Kitchen, they had, as you said, unloaded the aid from the ship. I believe there were about 400 tonnes in total of aid that had been brought in via a new maritime route coordinated with the Israelis from Cyprus. They were on their way home. I spoke to people on the ground in Deir Bala, this area of central Gaza where they were hit, who said they were expecting them to return home. They were in three vehicles, two of them were armoured, one of them was soft shell, and the strike happened. An Israeli strike is what World Central Kitchen have said. Looking at footage being shared from the scene, at least one of the vehicles, a four-wheel drive, with clearly emblazoned with a WCK logo, seems to have a large hole in the roof and is burned and torn interior. The footage that came from the bodies as well showed clearly that they had been hit by what looked like a near direct strike. The Israelis say that they are investigating it at the moment. But what World Central Kitchen says is that they had coordinated with Israelis to ensure that they could deliver the aid, that they knew their coordinates. And so the question is, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm. And the Israeli Defense Forces have said in a statement, I know you've been directly in touch with them this morning, that, as you say, they are conducting a review. But there has been very strong condemnation of this internationally, too, in the hours since it happened.
Absolutely. So, and this also, of course, is not an isolated incident. This is not the first time that an aid convoy, or a food aid convoy for that matter, has been hit in an Israeli strike. We saw the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency back in February sharing a photo of one of their food trucks with a massive hole in it, saying that the Israeli naval ships off the coast of Gaza had fired at their convoy. There's also been reports on the ground by UN agencies of aid distribution centres being attacked and other convoys, not just food convoys. So there's a growing alarm at the attacks on aid workers and on the distribution of aid, particularly at a time which is incredibly difficult for Gaza. The UN has talked about there being an impending or already existing famine, particularly in the north of Gaza, which is where WCK was desperately trying to get food aid to. There had been some hope that this maritime corridor could alleviate some of that suffering. I mean, I spoke to actually one of the only named people from this group, from WCK, one of the aid workers. I spoke to her 3.5 weeks ago as she was trying to negotiate, sort out an aid drop into North Gaza. So there's a lot of anger and deep sadness because these seven foreign and Palestinian workers were dedicated to getting food to Gaza at an incredible difficult time.
So this is the Australian victim of this attack. This is the woman that you met a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, she's known by her nickname Zomi. She's, I believe, 44 years old. I spoke to her 3.5 weeks ago whilst we were on the tarmac in Amman, as she was helping coordinate pallets of food aid in airdrops over North Gaza, because there's very few ways to get to North Gaza. Israel hasn't opened the land border crossing, so these quite dangerous and difficult airdrops, and also the sea route that WCK had tried to open, is the few ways to get aid into North Gaza. Now, obviously, you know, she was, when I met her, she was truly an inspiring person. She talked about being absolutely dedicated to getting any food in any way to Gaza. She, you know, was obviously working around the clock and had been in this convoy again, trying to get find different ways of getting aid to the north when she was killed. And I think this is what is going to be another devastating impact for this, is that there may be a curtailment of aid to the north, because aid agencies are going to be concerned about the safety of their workers on the ground, you know, if there is a situation where Bersatra Kitchen was coordinating with the Israeli military when they were hit.
Yeah, and the repercussions of this, not only will World Central Kitchen now stop operating in the area, but do you believe other organisations will look at this and say, we cannot take the risk with our people?
I imagine this will be the case. I wouldn't want to speak personally for different aid organisations, but it's already dangerous enough on the ground. But to have a situation where you believe that you're coordinating, or at least sharing your coordinates with the Israeli military, where you you know, you have armoured vehicles, you're clearly identified as aid workers. The cars had massive WCK signs on the side and on the roof of the cars. These people, and you know, these people were known to the Israeli military. If even in those circumstances you can be taken out by a strike, you know, it's going to really alarm the aid community on the ground, who are struggling to basically deal with an unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe and famine in Gaza. And that's going to mean that, you know, potentially more civilians are going to die from hunger and from a lack of supplies in a situation which is already dire. So I think, you know, it's incredibly grim news. It is deeply sad, because these were 7 dedicated individuals who just wanted to bring food to people. And, you know, it comes at a time where there are, you know, over 1 million people on the cusp of famine.
Yeah, and you know, there's always more attention when you have people who have gone in there to do this work and they're killed. But we shouldn't forget that over 30,000 people so far have died in this conflict. And we did have that incident yesterday where we had the attack in Syria on the Iranian consulate building right beside the embassy. And Israel has been blamed for that attack in the hours since. How important do you think that is, Belle?
Well, I think this, I mean, it's quite a serious escalation, in the sense that if you know, bombing an embassy compound in a foreign country is obviously quite a serious move internationally. I'm not entirely sure if there's precedent for that, but it's obviously quite a big thing for one country to do against, you know, in another country, against the Iranians. The Iranians have vowed to respond. There are concerns that this could see an escalation in the region. Don't forget that Iran-backed militia group Hezbollah is already engaged in cross-border fighting with Israel in the north of the country. There's also been an uptick of attacks by Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq against Israel's allies, like US troops. There are now concerns that this could see something, you know, develop into a region-wide conflict, which is something that would be devastating for, you know, the entire region. So I think it's, you know, it's deeply alarming, and okay, we'll have to see how it plays out in the next few days.
Belle, thank you so much for joining us once again. That's Belle True, Chief International Correspondent with the London Independent. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.